Harbor Church, we are a family of God, bound together to glorify and enjoy Him forever. This podcast series is a safe way to answer the questions that you, our community, has concerning the Bible, its tenets, and any other theological questions or concerns that you have come across as you join Harbor in our mission here in Mooresville and dig deeper into God's message, study His mission here on earth, or ponder your place in His wonderful plan. Thank you for dropping your anchor with HarborCast as we look forward to bringing light to these questions, big and small.
Welcome again to HarborCast, the official podcast of Harbor Church in Mooresville, North Carolina. And I have here a special guest, Don Deal, one of our ruling elders. Yeah, very special, extra special, especially because you root for the right football team, so that helps.
I thought about wearing the jersey, but yeah. I thought it would be too much.
So today is a little bit different. It's not so much a question from the congregation, but maybe a good question for some upcoming events. But we have our missions conference coming up, and so I thought that I would talk to Don about why we do missions here at Harbor and why do we do it a certain way. So if you could just start off with what's your background or your history behind missions here at Harbor?
I took on missions when the first ministry when I became an elder. That was under a former pastor. And it was really his vision to have a mission conference. I'm really glad that we did that. Yep. So that had a lot to do with pointing us in the right direction. And we've been doing mission conferences ever since. Yep. I can't even remember how many years. It's probably been 12-ish, somewhere around there, 12, 14.
I think I was, when I got there in 2013, I think that was the second one.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah. So why we do missions... A lot of answers to that one. Probably the simplest one is, well, Jesus said to do this.
Right. That's
Jesus,
probably a good. Yeah.
His last commandment. Yeah. One of the few that he said, one of the last words that he spoke was to, you know, go out into all the world and to make disciples.
Yeah.
So that's the short answer. So there's several others. He, of course, completed the work on the cross. So he's saved people. And now it's our job, the church's job, to go and do that harvest, to go rescue those people, to share the gospel with them.
Yeah.
And because we, being Christians, we know the truth. We've been taught the truth, thankfully, from pastors like yourself. So we know what the destinies are between those who confess Christ as Lord and those who don't.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I mean, it's an outworking of really what we believe about the gospel, that if we believe the gospel is true, and if we believe the gospel is our only hope, then we have to have an orientation towards missions. And I like the way you put it, too, is that you didn't just talk about immediately people in foreign missions, but really mission is everything that we do. So it just so happens that we support some people outside of this country, but really mission happens in our neighborhoods, on our streets, in our local schools and everywhere else.
Right. It's what we do as Christians. That's the main work that we do. If you're a plumber or electrician, you go and you do plumbing work, you go do an electrical work. That's what Christians are made to do.
Yeah.
Is to go share the gospel, to follow the command of Jesus.
Yeah. So why support people outside of our little local context? You know, we've got some missionaries that we support financially and we pray for, but why do that? Why not just concentrate on just Mooresville here?
Well, Jesus did say he wanted us to make disciples to all nations. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to do that in other nations unless we have the facilities, the funding to go do that. But we can do that through missions giving. We can do that by supporting those who are over there doing the work. Like in 2 Corinthians, the Macedonian churches weren't able to help Paul in many of the places that he went, but they did through their giving. They supported that mission.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also, one of the things I've liked throughout the years during the missions conference and even just sprinkled throughout the year is, you know, our mission here at Harbor is to be a family of God. Mm-hmm. Like that's who God made us to be. And so the missionaries that we support are not merely people that we pay to go do stuff for us, but they're an extension of our church family here. And I think, honestly, that's probably the best part about why we do a missions conference is it's one time a year we have a big grand family reunion where we get to bring people back and hear what's going on and encourage them.
Yeah, it's not like you and I were at today. We were at a fundraiser. It was a gathering. It was a luncheon. It was a fundraiser. This is not a fundraiser. It's an opportunity for us to connect with our extended church family. Yeah. It's an opportunity to get to learn what it is that they've been doing in the last year, the missions that they've been on, the work that they've been doing. So that they can encourage us and they can encourage one another. Those missionaries that are able to be here are love the way they get to hear from other missionaries and get to know what they
Through. It's not just for us. It's also missionary to missionary. Right. I agree with that. Yeah.
The other goal I like in the missions is I know people come away being encouraged because of what they hear, and it encourages them to pray for them and encourages them to give back to them. And hopefully it encourages them to realize they have a mission. They don't have to go and be on campus ministry. They don't have to go to another part of the world. They can do a mission right where God has placed them.
Yeah. And so it's not just merely about supporting the missionaries, but we learn from it as well. I think that's absolutely right. Yeah. So let's talk about funding, for example, because we do things a little bit differently than some churches. I know some churches we'll get tithes and offerings and they've got an operational budget and then they just carve out a specific amount from the operational funding to just give to certain missionaries. What do we do differently here and why?
Well, we used to do that about 12, 13 years ago when we started. That's when we changed. When we had missions conference, we had a faith promise. Doing it through the regular offering and having, say, a session or a diaconate decide how much to give, that really it takes things kind of out of the congregation's hands.
Right.
They don't get to feel like they're really participating in it as much. It also having a faith promise, which faith is involved. It's an act where we want the congregation to pray and to think of what the Lord might put on their heart to give. So it's giving that they don't have, and it's giving that they may not end up getting, but it's in the Lord's hands. So we want them to pray for it and give what the Lord puts on their heart and what the Lord gives them.
Yeah.
And I think it makes it also more intentional. Mm. Instead of putting it and paying it through just like an operating fund, it's more intentional. We're focused on mission giving. It's specific to a specific purpose that Christianity, it's part of what we are and who we do, what we do and who we are.
Yeah. Something that's always struck me about it as well is that it's distinctly Presbyterian. Like we, as a denomination, we kind of pride ourselves being grassroots, meaning that we, as much as we can, you can't always do this, and it's not wise to do this in every situation, like church discipline would be one of those things. But in things like this, I love that it's not about top-down, somebody, some expert, or the leaders just choose, but it's coming from the bottom. And I've, as a dad in the congregation, I've loved that a faith promise giving can include my entire family. I mean, there have been years where my kids have given $1, or something like that. And it's not much, but it's like that widow's, penny, that teaching my kids what it looks like to support these missionaries and then to get to see these missionaries and recognizing them. I think it would be, I've been in churches where not everybody in the congregation really knows who's supported by the church. And I love the fact that when sometimes we'll have random missionaries show up, I know Marshall's shown up before. It's like a homecoming. Everybody knows them. Everyone wants to hear about it. It's a really, really neat thing.
Well, that's the other purpose for the mission conference, that it gives the congregation an opportunity to get to know our missionaries and them to get to know us better, to really connect more as a body of believers. And we try to, the missions team wants to try to sow that through more of what we do, like our small groups, like like things like adopting a missionary while you're going through your prayer time after, as your small group's kind of wrapping up. You adopt a missionary and pray for them, and keep track of. Usually they have say monthly newsletters, so they'll put prayer requests in there, and you get an update monthly on what they're doing, things that are going on, so you can kind of stay in touch that way.
Yeah, no, that's great. So if somebody's sitting here listening to this and wants to get involved, what are the least amount of involvement they can be in and build on up to.
You mean as far as being a part of the missions team, being a part of the mission conference?
Well, let's start with, you should probably fill out a pledge card. Like, what does that look like?
Yeah. Well, the pledge card, which we just started handing out this past Sunday, and we'll have available for the next couple Sundays, is again, to take that pledge card. We encourage the congregation to keep that wherever you do your devotions, in your Bible, where you're reading in your Bible, use it as a bookmark, as a reminder, so that you can pray for that during the times that you pray. And then later in the year, end of the year, we'll try to have all those collected, because we use those to then base our decision, us being the missions team, on how much we're going to give to each missionary.
Yeah.
And we give it based on what that faith promise was.
Yeah, missionaries tend to like to know how much they're going to get at the beginning.
Yeah, that's another thing that's changed. That's changed over, actually recently, though we've started giving a faith promise through the faith promise. Only in the last couple of years have we given regularly, like monthly. It used to be like a twice a year. And more I think back, is like, oh gosh, why did we do that? I feel guilty that I didn't really wasn't in touch more with the missionaries and thinking, well, what if that was me, the one receiving it? It's kind of hard to base a budget on receiving something you don't know how much it's going to be twice a year. So we've been giving the last several years. When we make that decision, we give every month to that missionary, so they know what's coming every month.
And when we made that decision too, I remember that happened. So the missions team can give advice, but it's a session who's got to make that decision. And I thought it was really courageous of the session to say, no, if we know what we've gotten pledged, we're going to give that amount monthly. Mm-hmm. And if there's a shortfall, well, we'll figure it out. Yeah. But I thought that was really courageous and really showed care for the missionaries. All right, so I can fill my pledge card. I can give.
Yeah, you can fill out your pledge card. Always in prayer for our missionaries. Again, most of them have monthly newsletters. It's easy to get on their distribution list. If you're not, really easy to do. You can contact myself, anybody on the missions team. We can get you on that list so that you know monthly what's going on, where they're at, what things are going on in their lives, what their prayer requests are, and realizing again that everybody has a mission. So I think it helps to, again, connecting with these missionaries to get to realize, though, they have made it their job every day, in a specific ministry to be in missions, whether it's translating the Bible into other languages, whether it's on a campus, which we have several that we support that are on different campuses. But that's their job. That's their, say, 9-to-5 job, though it's probably longer than that.
Yes, it is.
but we can do that too. Whether you're a child and you're in school, you can do what Jesus commanded, and you can make disciples by the friends that you hang around. You can, by the way you act, by the way you speak, you can be kind to them. You can show love to them, just like the Lord showed kindness to us.
Yeah.
No, so that's great. You don't have to be an adult to do it. You don't have to be in the marketplace and working for a business like myself. You can be a stay-at-home mom or dad. Any occupation, there's opportunities.
No, that's great. So give me your best pitch for joining the missions team.
For joining the missions team, we just did this recently, so it's the first thing that comes to mind. Being able to call somebody or face-to-face and give them good news, like specifically giving them good news that money is coming their way, like we recently did, because we have collected so much more in faith promise than was promised at the beginning of the year. So we've got that, we had an abundance, and we distributed that just recently. That's a really good feeling. Yeah. That's a really good thing to be able to do, that a lot of people don't get the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
So giving stuff away, making people happy, saying, hey, listen, we, Harbor has this excess, and we want you to share in that.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And I was at a Presbytery level, we had a church that dissolved, and so the church had asked for us to give out money to certain charities and organizations. Mm-hmm. I had the great privilege of delivering some fairly sizable checks spontaneously, and it's a thrill. Yeah. And it just sort of reminded me of this is really what ministry looks like. Mm-hmm. I didn't do any of this stuff. Right. I'm just delivering to you what I've been given. And then you get this, you know, acclamation and thanks. And it's such a neat thing.
Right. Yeah. Right. And there, and you get, the glory goes to God in multiple ways there, because he has supplied more than our needs to be able to give to our missionaries, over and above what we promised to give. And then when we make calls like that, I mean, their hearts go out to us in thankfulness for Harbor and for our generosity, which they know is coming from the Lord. So it's just all the praise goes to him.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, let's wrap up, but could you just let everybody know when the missions conference is? What are the pieces involved in that?
Okay. Yeah, the mission conference is less than 2 weeks. It's November 4th and 5th. So that's Saturday and Sunday. On the 4th, we meet. We start at 5:00 with a very brief opening, a welcome, and a prayer. We have followed that by a meal. This year we're having, which we've done in, I think it's our tradition, when we're in the South. So we have a traditional barbecue meal. And after about 20 minutes or so, when most people have at least gotten their meal, we'll start with the presentations, which can last easily 2-2.5 hours. So we'll start at 5:00. We try to wrap up at 8:00, and just one missionary after another, and try to rotate. We have 10 missionaries. We're going to hear from 9 of them. So and about half of them, I think 5 of them are live. So we'll hear live presentations mixed with recordings. And then Sunday, our worship time as normal, but we do have a guest speaker who is one of our missionaries.
One of our own too.
Yes, yeah. One of our own. Follow that up with a time of prayer. We've collected prayers, some from newsletters that we've received from missionaries, others just recent emails if we haven't seen a recent newsletter with prayer requests. And so we'll split up into groups and we'll make sure all those prayer requests are covered. And then lastly, we'll have a potluck luncheon with hopefully as many missionaries that are able to be with us.
Yeah.
Because that's, again, another great time just sharing a meal to be able to talk to them and get to know them better. And
that's probably my favorite time of all. I have so many memories of just sitting with one or another of our missionaries and just hearing. And I love too, because you know, those are the times when you really get to hear all, not just the good stuff, but the hard stuff too.
Right.
And the ways you can really be praying.
Right. Because usually in their presentation, you're hearing, this is what we're doing. These are the highlights of ministry. But a lot of times you don't get to hear the hardships and some other personal things that are going on.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for talking to us. And, you know, we like to close the podcast with prayers. Do you mind praying for us?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for what you have accomplished through your son, for his paying the penalty that we deserve. And then when he came back, Lord, he gave to the disciples, he offered them his peace. And then he gave him a commission. So Lord, we thank you that you have given us purpose, that you have already rescued people, and you have given us the mission to be the harvesters, to go out and to spread the good news and to harvest souls that you have already prepared for salvation. Thank you so much, Lord, for the way that you love us, for your perfect plan of creation and salvation, and for your love for us in Christ. And we pray this in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you again for dropping your anchor with HarborCast. Please visit us on the web at harborchurch.org for more information about what we believe, what we do to serve our community, and how you can get involved in our mission here in Mooresville. And finally, follow HarborCast wherever you listen to podcasts. May the Lord continue to equip you to share the good news about Jesus.